Talking today with Emily Shooping. She's the Ag Marketing Coordinator for Made in Oklahoma. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Casey?
So good. I mean, I was just going to my refrigerator because I had some smoked bologna and pulled out my barbecue sauce, and I remembered how many awesome products we have that are made right here in this state.
Yeah, we have so many amazing products that are made here in Oklahoma, many of which people have been familiar with for years, but we've also got a lot of brand new companies that have, you know, started out during this mess that we call COVID that are doing awesome things. So it's an exciting time to be living in Oklahoma.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because COVID has really impacted all of us, especially from a retail standpoint and from a producer standpoint. But what I've found is the folks that tend to get really creative with new ways to innovate and market their products, they're actually doing really well. So tell us about some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've had a variety of our members that have really, you know, bumped up their online sales presence, bumped up their online marketing, and have really, you know, like you said, trying to find new ways to reach their consumer in a time where everything is kind of up in the air. So, many of our favorites are all selling online. I know many, for one, you know, Ace in the Bowl salsa. It's just a great salsa, especially if you're home gating. You know, you can buy that online now and you never even have to step out of your grocery or step out to your grocery store. And if you do shop at your local grocery store, a lot of these products are now available to, you know, put in your Instacart, so you can, you know, get local products without ever having to step foot in a store.
How do people find those products? Because I know sometimes we don't remember what is actually made in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so there's actually a variety of ways. If you're in the grocery store, one of the things that the Made in Oklahoma Coalition really tries to do is tag the local products on the store shelves with a tag that says Made in Oklahoma or local has a name, to really, you know, let the consumer know that this product is made here locally. Also, if you go to the miocoalition.com, you can browse a list of members there and shop for their products. And then at the madeinoklahoma.net, we are working on building an entirely online Made in Oklahoma store right now. So before long, anybody can get on to madeinoklahoma.net and shop right there for their favorite local products.
Well, and I mean, with the holidays coming up, this would be an amazing way to support local businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, every dollar counts, you know, and the more that we can spend those dollars here locally and really, you know, it really makes an impact for your neighbor, for, you know, that food company down the street. You know, I mean, they are employing Oklahomans. And so the more we can keep our dollars here locally and support local business, the better off we all are.
Well, I've went to a couple of restaurants and I noticed that several of them around town are featuring Made in Oklahoma barbecue sauce or made in Oklahoma salad dressings, or, you know, they're using local producers to get all of their produce. Do you find that happens quite a bit around the city and the state?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of the projects that we really work on a lot at the Made in Oklahoma Coalition, is helping connect restaurants to producers and to local Oklahoma food manufacturers. So we have a great restaurant program. We have over 500 restaurants in the state that use a variety of Made in Oklahoma products on their menus. And they're really proud to talk about that and share that story with their customers. And so if you get on to miocoalition.com, you can find a list of those restaurants that do support local food companies and, you know, find a great restaurant to go visit and eat at in pretty much every area of the state.
Well, I know that you can't just say one favorite, because obviously I cannot say one favorite as well. But let's talk about some of the bigger, you know, we've got, I think sometimes folks don't realize we have dairies here and they don't realize all the things that we have here in Oklahoma. So what are some of our bigger retailers and producers that we have that are made in Oklahoma?
So, I mean, everybody's, you know, very familiar with Brahms. That's one of our big ones. You know, we've got Head Country Barbecue Sauce that, you know, people are pretty familiar with. You know, Coop Ale Works, that's been a big local brewery that's really taken off in the past few years. We've got, Oklahoma's own Ozarka Water. That's another big one. Fields Pies, talk about the holidays. We've got, Fields Pecan Pies. So if you haven't tried one of those, I definitely recommend going to your local grocer and picking up a Fields World's Best Pecan Pie. You know, Griffin's Foods has been in the state in business for, you know, 100 years now. Highland Dairy, J&M Farms. So we've got, you know, a ton of local food companies, you know, some of our smaller ones. I don't know if people have heard of Mitchell's sausage rolls. I mean, if you've ever had, you know, a Daylight Donut sausage roll, it's very similar to that. You know, Lavera's cheese. We've got Mountain View Meat Company out near Stillwell that makes handcrafted sausages. I mean, Miller Pecan Company, they, you know, have Oklahoma grown pecans that are just delicious and more flavorful than anything you've ever tasted. So we've got just a variety of products to meet, you know, anybody's needs.
Well, I think sometimes, like, I didn't realize that Brahms wasn't everywhere. And so I moved out of state a few years ago and I'm like, man, I need a hot fudge sundae from Brahms. Wait, there's no Brahms here? What? I mean, I didn't realize that some of these things actually started and were born and bred in Oklahoma.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we've got some Oklahoma producers that are doing some really cool things. You know, for example, Enid Brewing Company and Prairie Wolf Spirits are working on, you know, developing grain to glass spirits and brews right now too. So we've got some, you know, Oklahoma food manufacturers and beverage manufacturers that are doing some really neat things and trying to really work with Oklahoma farmers, you know, to make a product that's all just right here in Oklahoma.
You know, right now we've been talking a little bit about COVID and the whole situation. And I think that what COVID has actually done in a good way is make people want to know where their food comes from and where they can get it. And that's especially important with meat. And we've got a lot of really great producers and retailers that are in the Made in Oklahoma Coalition that actually offer meat.
Yep, absolutely. You know, one of those being Ralph's Packing Company out of Perkins, Oklahoma. I actually just had the opportunity to go visit them. They were one of the recipients of some of the grant dollars for the meat processing facilities. And man, it's just so impressive to walk through, you know, some of those operations. And they have a huge retail store that anybody can go pick up freshly smoked meats and sausages and jerky and, you know, all of those types of things.
What about the folks that say, you know, they'd like to get their produce locally? Because sometimes hearing about recalls and all kinds of things like that, it would be really nice to know where you could get local good produce and maybe even go and pick it with your family if you wanted to have that whole experience.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there are a variety of ways that people can get connected to get local produce. You know, farmers markets are a great option there. But we also, the Department of Agriculture has been working to develop an app called Loklahoma that connects, you know, farmers that have produce, eggs, meat for sale to the consumer. So that app is being finished up right now. It's in the final stages of development. So that's going to be a huge tool for, you know, consumers in any part of the state to be like, okay, I think I want to find some local peaches, you know, and they can get on that app and find a producer that's selling those. So we're thrilled about that opportunity. You know, there are some of our local produce growers that have product in the grocery store, you know, Scissortail Farms being one of those, Triple S Farms located out near Hydro. Also, they have sweet potatoes and watermelons that are, you know, found in a lot of the local grocery stores. So, you know, basically anywhere you look, there's an option to usually buy something local. And that's where we try to make those options easily available for our consumers to find.
Well, and with the holidays coming up, I mean, this is such a fun thing to do, like go and get your jellies and jams and nuts and package those all up and give gifts, especially to your friends and family that don't live in Oklahoma, because they have no idea all the awesome stuff we have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have so many great products that would go great in a gift pack, whether you wanted to make your own little gift bag or gift box to give your friends and family or just gift that one special product. I would highly encourage everybody to just, you know, get on the MIO Coalition website and browse some of those companies and, you know, whether it's specialty candies and confections that are made right here in Oklahoma City or, you know, just a great bottle of locally raised honey or, you know, barbecue sauce, coffee. I mean, we've got it, you know, we've got it all.
Or if you're one of those people that just can't ever get peanut brittle right, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love peanut brittle, but I'm not built for making peanut brittle. And every year at the same exact time, I want to have it and think, where can I go get it? Now I know that I can get it made in Oklahoma from several different retailers. I'm looking at the Bryant Pecan Company and D&L Easy Crunch Brittle here in Oklahoma. And man, it looks so good.
Oh my gosh, yes, so good. And you know, Woody Candy Company is a really cool story, a little hidden gem right here in Oklahoma City. They've been making homemade candies for, you know, over 60 years, and they have peanut butter brittle that is to die for. So yes, there's so many options, for candies and more.
So now when you go to the Made in Oklahoma website and start looking at all these things, do you just, how do people actually get them and have them, do they ship them to the house?
So yes, so right now, until the Made in Oklahoma store gets completed, you can go to the individual members page and then click right through to their website where you can buy directly from the members website. But eventually, yes, you will be able to do all of that right on the Made in Oklahoma website. And we're hoping to get that, you know, maybe going right up before the holidays. So we're doing all we can to make sure that that's an option available to consumers.
So if you're a producer and you'd like to be featured with the Made in Oklahoma Coalition, how do they get signed up, or what do you do to be a part of that group?
So we have an online application process that companies can go on and fill out. There's an application section on our website. So that application, once filled out, will go directly to me, and then I'll get in touch with the company and kind of talk a little bit about their goals and how they want to grow their company and, you know, what their, interest areas are. And then we'll just kind of help them take them from there and see exactly where they fit and get started.
Has this really just been growing more and more and more as the years go on?
Oh my gosh. So the coalition started with 7 founding companies, and now we have over 80 companies in our program. I know the Made in Oklahoma program has, you know, over 500 companies in it now. So, I mean, our membership has probably grown by almost 15 members just during COVID. And so it's been crazy to see, you know, how many new food companies are propping up and how many people are still thriving and, you know, during such a crazy time, and to see that, you know, Oklahomans are more willing to support their local producers than ever before.
Well, it's such good news, and it's such a great thing, because I just sometimes feel like Oklahoma gets a bad rap, and we have so many amazing things to offer.
Oh, absolutely. I think so too, you know, and I think now more than ever, living in a place like Oklahoma is just, you know, it makes you count your blessings to be an Oklahoman, you know, to have space around you, to have a community that is so supportive of one another, and to have, you know, an agricultural community that is just so strong. I think we are very blessed.
I agree. And I'm going to go to the Billy Goat Ice Cream Company, because how could that not be amazing?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've never tried goat's milk ice cream, it's definitely a treat. So I would suggest to try it for all of you ice cream lovers out there.
Well, Emily, thank you so much. I love celebrating Oklahoma, and I love celebrating all of our products. So thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Casey.
Once again, tell everybody the website where they can go and feast on all of these magnificent things.
Absolutely. www.miocoalition.com and madeinoklahoma.net.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to stop recording.